My mother's red borscht, a bowl of childhood memories. My mother always asks me what special dish I'd like her to prepare for my homecoming. It is winter, and I am visiting from Iowa over a school holiday. I request red borscht, but this time I ask that we make it together. A stock pot simmers on the stovetop. Well-marbled hunks of chuck roast transform tap water into a rich broth. My mother's kitchen is filled with its aroma. We sit together at a table laden with an abundant harvest. Idaho potatoes, green cabbage, carrots, leeks, and crimson beets. I peel and grate carrots. My mother quarters and chops cabbage. I remember, my mother begins, when I was a little girl, my mother and I would sing together while we worked around the house. What songs would you sing? I ask brightly, hoping to encourage my mother to share details about a childhood she rarely talks about. Hymns mostly, I suppose. I can't remember now. Zo nimden meine Hände? I prompt, recalling this hymn is one of my mother's favorites. My mother doesn't answer. She seems to be deep in thought as she peels the beets. Some of these beets she will shred with the box grater. Others she will cut into large chunks. You need to put the potatoes first into the pot to cook, she instructs after several minutes pass, so that they won't turn bright pink when you add the beets. We add the cubed vegetables and cover the 12-quart stock pot with a cookie sheet, the pot's cover having been misplaced ages ago. Just before serving, we will add the shredded carrots and beets, along with a recent addition to the family recipe, 2 cans of white cannellini beans. Ladling a generous helping of borscht into 2 bowls, my mother returns to the table and her story. Before the war, my mother would ask me what I would like to eat. Piroshki, halushki, or something else. And I would pout, and I would sigh, and I would answer, I can't decide. Looking down at her bowl, my mother scowls and continues. How foolish I was when I think of all I had that I took for granted. During the war, food was rationed. So many kilos of flour, so many grams of butter, and only 6 eggs. Often, my mother would not eat to make sure we had enough. She shakes her head, dismissing her belated reproach. Then, looking at me with bright blue eyes, my mother begins a story I have heard many times and now cherish. Once, when I was very sick, I remember lying in my bed. Our neighbor was making borscht, and the aroma drifted into my room from the open window. My mother's gaze drifts away from my face and travels a great distance. As my mother retells this rare account of her childhood in Nikolaev, I picture her 3 older brothers off and on an adventure with Tuzik, their beloved and faithful mutt. Tutka struts and crows outside, wondering who will feed him juicy caterpillars or dragonflies plucked from the wash line. And my mother's cat, Asta, is curled up at her feet, snuggled deep in the feather bed. I return from my reverie as my mother continues. I told my mother I knew I would get better if only I could have a bowl of that borscht. So my mother went to our neighbor and came home with some soup for me. My mother pauses in her story to enjoy a few spoonfuls of our homemade soup while it's still nice and hot. And you know what? I was right. As soon as I ate that borscht, I was better.